Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, though Clark Kent determinedly faces the tremendous problem of proving Robin's innocence, he little expects the startling events that come his way. Before we continue with today's episode, let me introduce a gentleman who merits your attention, Mr. Willard Johnson, Vice President of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. Mr. Johnson.
Fellows and girls, I'm here today officially to salute Superman and all those who are associated in bringing you this program for some mighty fine work in promoting fair play and good sportsmanship among Americans of different races. I sincerely believe that Superman has demonstrated how, when people work together and understand each other, they can drive out un-Americanism, develop a feeling of brotherhood among all races, creeds, and colors, and so go a long way toward ending wars and creating lasting peace. And we of the National Conference of Christians and Jews want you, Superman, to know how grateful are all people of goodwill for your work in rooting out hatred and for showing young people and their parents how to live the way of brotherhood. For this, Superman, we present to you and to the producers of this program, to your sponsors, the Kellogg Company, and to the Mutual Broadcasting System, this award of distinguished merit.
Well, I'm honored, Mr. Johnson, on behalf of all those who helped make this program possible, to accept this award with sincere gratitude, and also with our assurance that we will continue our efforts to root out and expose all that is un-American.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Robin, the young companion of Batman, was arrested and accused of being the spectacular monkey burglar who had all Metropolis in a dither, Clark Kent persuaded Inspector Henderson to release the youngster for 48 hours. Then Kent baited a trap by placing a story in the Daily Planet saying that a millionaire with a valuable jewel collection had moved into the exclusive Windsor Arms apartments. After that, as Superman, he took Batman, and together they hovered in the sky above the building, waiting for the mysterious thief to appear. But an alarming radio message intercepted by Superman sent them streaking to Jimmy Olsen's house, where they discovered that Jimmy and Robin had been taken away by two men. A short time later at police headquarters, they learned that the daring monkey burglar had struck again. As we continue now, Inspector Henderson, furious with Kent and Batman, is more than ever convinced he was right in the first place. Listen.
Now, there isn't a bit of doubt left in my mind that Robin is the monkey burglar.
Nonsense.
You're all wrong, Inspector.
Oh, no, I'm not. Robin's confederates put on a phony abduction act tonight to try to fool us.
Oh, Inspector.
Then, while we were wasting time looking for Robin and Jim Olsen, Robin broke into the Sims apartment and got away with $250,000 in jewels.
Of all the...
Nonsense.
Stop telling me it's nonsense, Kent. And you too, Batman. Why, it's as plain as day.
Yes, except that you're mixed up, Inspector.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean?
Well, my guess is that the monkey burglar or his confederates were watching the city jail today, and when Robin was released, they trailed him and Batman to Jim Olsen's house.
Yes, and I was dumb enough to let them do it.
Then they took Robin away, so he wouldn't have an alibi for the time in which the Sims apartment was robbed.
Oh, no, that
of
really...
Of course, that's what happened.
Sure.
But then what happened to Robin and to Jim Olsen? Where are they?
And that's what we've got to find out.
I'm sure you don't have to worry about Robin.
Why?
Because he's in some nice, safe place with the Sims jewels laughing his head off at me.
Oh, you're off the track, Inspector.
Oh, I am, huh?
Sure you are, if you call Robin a thief. Why, that boy's as honest as the day is long.
That's right, and in case you've forgotten, he risked his life more than once to help the police department.
That may be, but he's turned bad.
Oh.
And let me tell you this, Batman. I'm not so sure you don't know a lot more about this than you're letting on.
What? Why, you
oh,
must...
Oh, now, Inspector,
hold it, Kent. You, Batman, knew Robin was at Jim Olsen's house tonight because you brought him there. Furthermore, everybody knows you and Robin are his closest brothers.
Now, look, if you're insinuating...
Wait a minute, Inspector. Wait a minute. I knew where Robin was, too. Might just as well accuse me of being in with a monkey burglar.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You were just dumb, Kent.
Dumb? Why?
For believing that hooey about somebody impersonating Robin.
Oh.
And I was even dumber for letting you sell me that bill of goods.
Nobody now, look here.
Wait a minute. Yes? Yes, this is Inspector Henderson. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Put him on. Well, thanks to you two guys, I am really in the soup.
Why, what do you mean, Inspector?
Because now the mayor... yes? Yes, I'm right here, Mr. Mayor. What's on your... yes, sir. Yes, sir, I know about it. Well, I'm doing everything possible. Yes, I do know who the monkey burglar is, but
That's
I haven't...
That's what been... you think. Look, I'm worried, Clark.
Relax, Batman.
But I tell you I'm doing everything possible.
How can I with Robin and Jim?
I know, but you've got to take it easy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I was just leaving for there. Right, sir? Yes, I understand. Good night.
Now listen, Inspector.
Oh, you listen. You've got me on a spot now for releasing Robin.
Well...
The mayor, the citizens' committee, the newspapers, everybody wants my scalp.
All right, we're sorry,
yes, and
but
it's all your fault, both of you. Why would I have my head examined for listening to you two in the first place?
Oh, now, look, all this is getting us no place. We haven't been able to pick up Robin and Jim's trail, so I suggest
I'll
that we...
find Robin. And believe me, when I do, he won't get out of my hands again.
Where are you going to look for
him? Yes. At the last place he was seen, of course. Was Sim's apartment in the Windsor Arms.
But Robin wasn't there,
Just the same, that's the place to start from, Batman. Because the monkey burglar knows where Jim and Robin are, and the only way we can find them is by finding him. Come on, let's go with the inspector.
Now, let's get it straight, Mr. Sims. You say you were sitting right here in this chair when the monkey burglar came in, huh?
Yes, that's right, Inspector. Came in through that window. Must have climbed 18 stories straight up the face of the building. There's no fire escape, you know.
Hear that, Batman?
So what? Robin isn't the only acrobat in Metropolis.
Show me another youngster who can do that.
Well, how do you know this fellow was a youngster?
Well, from what I could see, I judge he was 15 or 60.
Robin's only 14.
That's close enough. Go on, Mr. Sims. How was he dressed?
Why, much as Batman is. Skin-tight costume, cape, hood... and a mask that covered the top half of his face.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. His costume was just like Batman's, you say?
Yes. Only he had a tight red jacket under his cape, and his gloves and boots were green.
Oh. Robin to a T. Well, satisfied now, Batman?
Of course not. I still insist the monkey burglar is impersonating Robin.
Oh, baloney. I still say Robin is the monkey burglar. And by George, I'll
just
find...
Just a moment, please, Inspector. Is this yours, Mr. Sims?
Oh, what's that, Mr. Kent?
Take a look at it.
What is it?
It looks like a coin, a half dollar.
It isn't, though, Batman. Well, Mr. Sims?
No, I never saw this before.
Hey, where'd you find that, Kent?
Caught between the carpet and the baseboard, right under the window through which Mr. Sims says the monkey burglar came in.
Yeah, let me see it.
Here you are, Inspector.
What is it, Clark?
Well, I'm not sure, Batman, but it looks like...
silver coin. On one side, it's in gray with a gymnast performing on parallel bar.
Gymnast?
Yeah. And on the other side, it says S-I-A-A.
S-I-A-A?
Yeah. Hey, what does that mean, I wonder?
You've got me.
Sure you never saw this before, Mr. Sims?
Quite sure, Inspector.
Looks to me like a medal, Inspector.
I'm sure that's what it is, Kent.
And the figure of the gymnast indicates it's an athletic medal, the kind awarded in gym contests.
That's right, Batman. Now, since Mr. Sims says he never saw it before, and it was found right under the window in this room, I'd say our monkey burglar friend dropped it.
Just a minute.
Of course. He's a crackerjack athlete, we know that much.
Sure.
Now all we have to do is find out what those letters stand for on the back of the medal and trace it. Would you let me have it, Inspector?
Nothing doing, Batman. This is police evidence.
I know that,
just
but all that...
Just tell me this. Did Robin ever win a medal like this?
No, and if you're trying to insinuate...
Easy, Batman, easy.
Now, keep your shirt on. Don't forget that your skirts aren't quite clean in this business yet.
What?
You heard me. Well, I'll look into this medal business in the morning.
In the morning?
Well, sure, it's past midnight now.
But Robin and Jim...
They're in trouble, and this medal is the only clue we've turned up yet.
Yes, I know. But don't look for too much from it.
Why?
Because Mr. Sims just moved into this apartment, and the medal might have been dropped by a workman laying the carpets, or a painter, or even by a previous tenant.
Well, that's pretty far-fetched. I think that
never
this is just...
Never mind what you think, because so far your thinking's been all wet. Good night, Mr. Sims, and I'll do all I can to recover your jewelry.
Thank you, Inspector. Good night.
Come on, Kent. Batman.
Departing from the Sims apartment, Kent and Batman leave Inspector Henderson and search throughout the night for Robin and Jimmy Olsen, but in vain. The next morning, deeply worried, Kent enters Editor Perry White's office in the Daily Planet.
Morning, Chief.
Oh, there you are, Kent. I've just spoken to Inspector Henderson, and he says there's no word on Jim or Robin yet.
No, I know. I've just come from headquarters.
I can't understand it. If it was the monkey burglar and his gang who grabbed Robin, why did they take Jim?
We
Because being with Robin, he saw them and could identify them.
Great, Caesar. Then that can mean we'll never...
The phone, Chief.
I'll take it. Hello?
This Mr. Perry White?
Yes, who is...
Does a young fellow named Jim Olson work for you?
Jim Olson? Yes, what about him?
What about Jim?
Wait a minute.
Well, you'd better get out here right away, then. Something's happened to him.
What? Well, what do you mean? Where is he?
He's here at my place. It's Reese's General Store near River Falls, where Highway 16 crosses Orange Avenue.
I know where that is, but...
Well, like I said, you'd better get right out here.
But wait, what is the matter with the...
So long.
Confound it, he hung up.
For Pete's sake, Chief, what's happened?
I don't know, but this sounds bad. Come on, let's get going.
Seizing his hat and coat, Perry White rushes from his office, followed by Clark Kent. What will they discover at Reese's General Store? We'll be back in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, I don't know why it is, but there always seems to be a lot of rivalry between the fellas and the girls in our neighborhood. Believe me, the fellas don't want to let those girls get ahead of them in anything. So there's a real race on nowadays, collecting those bright-colored comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Every single kid in that block is mighty busy. Exchanging duplicates, for instance. Boy, that's swell fun. Suppose you have two comic buttons with Cindy on them, but you don't have a Superman button. So you find which one of your pals has an extra Superman and whether he needs Cindy in his collection. And you make the trade. Yes, sir, everything about this new series of 18 different comic buttons is doggone exciting fun. So you better ask Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep. You can't buy these comic buttons anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you find your exciting prizes in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And boy, doesn't Pep make a nifty dish for breakfast. Mm-mm. Those toasted flakes of real whole wheat are so crisp and fresh, so loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor that, well, you just show me a fellow or gal who can resist them. So tomorrow, start your day with a dish of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, Clark Kent and Perry White have just arrived at Reeser's small general store outside the village of River Falls. There, Reeser, a red-faced, middle-aged man, leads them toward a room at the back of the store.
This young fellow, who says his name's Olson, came into my store just before I called you. I could see there was something wrong with him. His eyes were glassy and he was breathing hard.
Never mind that, Mr. Reeser. Where is he now?
Right in this room. There he is, on the couch.
What? Great Scott, Kent. Look.
Jim! For heaven's sake, what happened to him?
Gasping, Clark Kent and Perry White hurry to the couch on which Jimmy Olsen lies pale and motionless. What has happened to the young cub reporter? How did he get to Reese's General Store? And what of Robin, who is still missing? There are thrills and more surprises in tomorrow's swift-moving episode, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, breakfast is a picnic all year round when there's Kellogg's variety on the table. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages, each one a serve-yourself portion of one of your favorite Kellogg cereals. Different Kellogg cereals to choose from, and whatever you pick, you know it'll be crisp and fresh and good because it's Kellogg's. One day you'll want Kellogg's Pep, the next Rice Krispies, and then Corn Flakes, and right on down the line. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.